The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And did you know some children are biologically prone to dental issues regardless of their diet or their brushing and dental hygiene routine? We tend to blame the sugar and the diet a lot, but there are other hidden risk factors which we're going to talk about now with paediatric dentist Dr. Abigail Moore. Hello.
Hi, Claire.
It's not our fault. Is that what you're here to tell
us? It's no one's fault. Let's take away the blame and the shame, you know. No, it is so true and it's really interesting. But, you know, obviously we all know about the risk factors of sugar. But long before children are even eating or drinking anything, the baby teeth or the primary teeth are being made in the womb. So from the minute you know you're pregnant, practically from 8 weeks, the little teeth are starting to form.
Mm-hmm.
By your 20-week scan, you know, if you're a dental nerd like me, you'll be looking at the tooth buds. Everyone else is interested in the heartbeats. But so if you think about it, so early on, the teeth are forming. And if they're forming that early, then anything to do with pregnancy can affect how those teeth are formed.
Or genetics.
Yeah. Or, well, yeah, genetics is a big factor. So mm-hmm. it's anything that might disturb tooth development in the womb, around birth, in early childhood. And then also genetics is a massive factor.
Okay, so you might have issues with enamel formation, the protective layer over the top.
Yeah.
And that is nothing to do with what the child is eating or their dental hygiene in many cases, is it?
Yeah, like I think, I mean, it's such a, you know, we all love this word, multifactorial. But it really is lots of different things. But we all know somebody who does not mind their teeth at all. Like they are just, you know, drinking Coke and flying in the face of all their dentist advice and they have fabulous teeth. And then we also know people who have just, who go to the dentist all the time, they try their best and no matter what, they're constantly getting work done. And that can't be down to what they're eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be this underpinning of what their enamel is like. So if you think about your enamel, it's really hard and it's chalky. It's kind of like bone, you know. If that isn't hardened properly or mineralized properly, then it's bound to be much weaker. And then acid, which is created when you eat, is going to have a much more profound effect on
so
it.
So it's getting right in there, the acid,
yeah,
and it's doing damage.
Yeah.
So what can you do about that if you have that specific problem where the enamel hasn't formed properly?
See, I suppose it depends on what stage you find out. I mean, if you're finding out late in life, then it's much more difficult because you're on the back foot and you're trying very hard to repair teeth. But if we can let people know that their children might be at risk of this. So if you have a child if you have a difficult pregnancy for a start, if you have anything that might affect your nutrition, like gestational diabetes, loads of vomiting, the poor people with hyperemesis all through pregnancy, or if you have a twin or a multiple birth, or if you have an early baby or a difficult birth, then if you know that going in and you're educated around that, you're going to know the teeth might be at risk and you mm-hmm. can bring them early to the dentist.
Is that flagged to people who are in those situations, do you know?
I don't think it is. Certainly I had a very low birth weight baby and it wasn't flagged to me. But I hope that the more we can get this message out, the more we can tie in with midwives and public health nurses. And I suppose in those days when you have a prem baby or a difficult birth, there's a lot more important stuff going on.
Of course, but it would be no harm to be made aware.
Yeah.
Your baby's premature, you might need to look at this down the line.
Yeah,
or you have twins.
Yeah,
even.
Exactly. And loads of people don't know and they end up with me and they didn't know. And sometimes it's too late and there's a lot of work to be done. So I suppose, like anything, get ahead of it. Prevention is key. You know, everyone really ideally would be going to the dentist as soon as the teeth come in case there's anything going on. Because just because you weren't low birth weight, you might have the genetic predisposition mm-hmm. to it, you know. So if a dentist is looking at the teeth as soon as they come in, we're going to get ahead. We're going to be able to do lots of fluoride treatments and sealants and things to prevent the teeth breaking down.
So, okay, so it's important to try and get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Now, we should say that the leading cause of tooth decay is?
is definitely sugar.
Okay, right. So that's the bottom line here.
It definitely is. And it is mostly 100% preventable. But if you have that predisposition, then it's going to have a much more profound effect, mm-hmm. you know. So it's about the balance and it's about getting in early and, you know, education of parents.
Now, as our foods change and, you know, we're eating more processed foods, more sugar-laden foods, you're seeing things change on your end as well, aren't you, when it comes to tooth decay?
Yeah, I mean, the rate of tooth decay we're seeing now is so high. And we're seeing it in our clinic at such a late stage. Things have definitely changed, you know. I think it is that, you know, there's not as much access to, you know, the public dental service. Mm-hmm. And people are tending to not get seen until much later. So really, again, we've got to encourage, you know, reinvention of this public service.
Well, in most cases, your children have to go privately to see a dentist in their youth. That's it, isn't it?
Well, I mean, in an ideal world, that would not be the case. But unfortunately, it does.
Because the dental checks in school, they're happening sporadically, but they're not happening everywhere. We know that.
Absolutely. With the patients we see, different areas seem to be receiving very different levels of care.
Yeah.
Some areas are much better covered than others. But, you know, children need to be seen very early, even in a very functional public service where they were being seen in second, fourth and sixth class, still wasn't catching things early enough. So we just need much more funding towards dentistry. And I know the minister is looking at it now and they're really trying to put a focus on
it. But when you say you're seeing tooth decay coming at a late stage, you're seeing it in younger children. Is that right?
So typically the children we would see would be sort of 3 to 7. So, yeah, we are a very standard day would be a 3-year-old coming in. They've had 3 antibiotics because they've had a swollen face from an abscess tooth. Mm-hmm. We look in their mouth and they have 5 broken down molars. Those teeth are supposed to stay till they're 12. We're now looking at a situation where they might need to be taken out or have, you know, extensive work. Because they're 3, they need a general anaesthetic. You know, the whole thing is just, it's so severe by the time we see it.
Yeah, and that's very, you know, distressing for them as well. Apart from the lifelong consequences of that.
And you know, and the sad thing is if they had known that they might have been at risk, or if they had seen a dentist a little bit earlier, we might have been looking at a very different clinical picture and a lot different, you know, from a financial point of view as well.
I have a listener who's been in touch. My son was born at 36 weeks and 6.5 pounds. He wouldn't have the most, he wouldn't be the most amazing at teeth brushing, but he's had several abscesses and therefore extractions. Is that linked back to the early birth and not low birth weight, but low-ish?
Yeah, it definitely could.
Really?
Yeah, definitely could be. And also there could be genetic factors there. But yeah, for sure. And this is something, so it's almost like when you see the teeth in children that have this hypomineralization or the teeth that aren't strong enough, the teeth look almost, they look almost chalky. You know, instead of being sort of hard and shiny and, you know, sort of a yellowy colour, they're almost chalky. And they just don't look right. And those teeth, the minute any sort of acid goes on them, they break down more quickly. And I think in the past, people would go to the dentist and the dentist would say, oh, what have you done? You know, these teeth are rotten. You haven't been minding them. And actually, they were very weak to start with, you know.
Okay, so there might be hopefully a greater level of understanding coming through as well. Yeah. So if you are in any of those risk categories, the advice is to go and get the teeth checked out at as early as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be on it, you know, I mean, to be reading up on it. And, you know, the big thing we would always say is to only have milk and water, only ever introduce milk and water into the diet. Stay away from the juices because those type of teeth really cannot cope with acid of any sort. But every child, you know, whether you are in the risk factors or not, every child should be getting the teeth looked at as early as possible just to get ahead of it, like anything in medicine or dentistry.
Yep, keep ahead of it. Yeah. Abigail, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Abigail Moore, who's a paediatric dentist.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.